As we had seen, that there are multiple reasons suggested for the purpose, or again, the deeper understanding behind the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer, of counting from Pesach to Shavuos. We've seen an idea from the Sefer HaChinuch regarding connecting Pesach to Shavuos. We've seen the other day an idea from the Avudraham connecting our situation right now, but also our understanding of getting lost in either scheduled or unscheduled time, getting lost in time and really keeping account of it, allowing ourselves to make sure we don't forget about Matan Torah, so to speak, we don't forget about Shavuos coming up, so the counting actually reflects not only a connection between Pesach and Shavuos, but rather a reminder and a system of reminding ourselves, Dafka at night, as we pointed out, to make sure that we count and remember when Shavuos is coming. Even though everyone's going to be busy in their fields cutting all of the grain, they will make sure to remember. The Avudraham suggests another answer that I'd like to share with you today. He says that everybody knows, and maybe we didn't know this yet, but maybe we'll know it now, that the world is in tsar, the world is in a state of difficulty between Pesach and Shavuos, between the holiday of Pesach and the holiday of Shavuos, and it's not talking necessarily about the tragedies that have happened during this time period that we've talked about in the past, whether it be the Crusades or the loss of the 24,000 Talmidim of Yakiva, but it's referring to something else. The Klaisal Bitsar, they're Bitsaro, they're in sorrow right now during this time period. We mentioned before that this is a happy time period typically in the Torah because this is when people were harvesting their food and they actually were able to glean from all the hard work that they had put in and invested into the field, they'd be able to benefit from it now. And really the question is, what about those who weren't so sure? Weren't so sure about the fact that they had so much great food, weren't so sure what the markets were going to look like, weren't so sure about what tomorrow was going to bring. They're a bit sad. Why? Says the Avudraham, based on the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, you could look it up, it's on 16a, Tezayin Amud Aleph. Tanya Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says the following. Why does the Torah tell us to bring the carbon Omer on Pesach? Because Pesach is the time when we harvest the tevua, we harvest the grains. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu Ekriva Lifnei Omer BePesach. Bring for me a carbon Pesach, a carbon Omer on Pesach. Kedeshes Baruch Lachem Tevua V'Shevesados. So that I be able to give a blessing in the field to all of the grain out there. The Gemara continues, why are we supposed to bring Shtei Alechem on Atzeres, on Shavuos? Why do we bring the Shtei Alechem? Because that's the beginning of the time of the fruits of the tree. Shtei Alechem on Atzeres, Kadesh Yitzparchu Lachem Peiros Ilan. Says the Baruch Shalom, bring for me this other form of carbon, bring for me the Shtei Alechem on Shavuos, so that I can give a bracha, I can give my blessing to the Peiros HaIlan, to all the fruit in the tree. The same thing comes up also by Sukkot. It says, why by Sukkot do we do Nisach HaMayim? Why do we pour water on the Mizbech, on Nisach HaMayim, on Sukkot? And the answer is because it's the time of Zman Gishmei Shanahu, it's a time for the judgment of the waters. In other words, each of these time periods, when it comes to Pesach, each of the time periods has a different judgment period. When it comes to Pesach, it's the judgment of the grain. When it comes to Shavuos, it's the judgment of the peiros, of the fruits. And when it comes to Sukkot, it's going to be the judgment of the water. These are things that we totally rely on. And maybe not today, we don't feel it as closely, we don't recognize all the steps that go into every product that we consume in this world today. But nevertheless, the Ribbono Shel Olam giving us rain, allowing the grains to grow properly, not having famine, so to speak, etc., 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 all of those come from the Ribbono Shel Olam, come from the judgments during these times. So says that Avudraham, because of the fact that during Pesach and Shavuos, there are two major judgments going on, the judgment of the Tevua and the judgment of the Peiros HaIlan, the judgment of the grain and the fruits of the tree, ultimately the parnasa that people are going to be getting in the coming months. They're all decided between Pesach and Shavuot. Says that Avudraham, people were nervous. People were anxious. People were concerned. And so therefore, the Torah tells us, Kadosh Baruch Hu tells us, Lefikach tziva Kadosh Baruch Hu lespor yamim elu. Make sure to count these days. Kadei shenizkor tzar ha'olam. Lest we forget the fact that the world is bitzar during this time. That the world is in sorrow during this time. Even if I myself feel like I'm comfortable, I'm all set, no matter what, I count during these days to make sure that even if I am comfortable, I recognize that others are nervous. I recognize that others are bitzar. La'ashuv lo b'leiv av shalom, and that we should do tshuva shalema, l'schanin l'fan of the rachim aleinu, we should daven to God to give us rachmanus, to give us mercy, v'al brios v'al haaretz, on all creations and on the land, she'yotavus ketiknon, she'im sibas chayenu, she'im ein kemach, ein Torah. Says that Avudraham, we count every day as not only a reminder of Matan Torah, of Shavuos, to work on ourselves, all those things are wonderful, and the recognizing that Yetzias Mitzrayim and redemption is all about getting to Torah, all wonderful. And in every one of our lives, if we have moments of redemption, we should make sure to latch that into Torah, because it allows it to be more lasting. As Torah is everlasting, those forms of Geula can be everlasting. But that Avudraham shares with us another important lesson that I think is so important today, is so critical today in our lives, given what we've been through the last 2 months, the anxiousness, the concerns, the sorrow. During this time period, not only the 24,000 Talmidim, not only the Crusades, but due to the coronavirus in the last few months, many people are anxious just in general about decisions for their lives. They're looking for jobs. They don't know where the jobs are. They've got laid off from jobs. They're wondering about, well, what's life going to look like at the end of all this? Will our semester be in person or not in person? What are we going to be doing? Will summer camps be running? Will they not be running? Where will life be in the next couple of months? It says that Avudraham, we count. We count day by day, perhaps to recognize the power of a day. To recognize the power of time in a day. Recognize the opportunities each day brings for us. And to really have a karas hatov for every day as that day shows up. And that we don't know what's going to be coming. And we don't know where we're going. But we have the opportunity to count. That's something we can do. We could say, today is day one, tomorrow is day two, and the next day is day three, and every single day counts. And we could count to remember that even if we ourselves are not directly impacted by the tsar of this time, there are people out there who are deeply impacted. And every one of us should make sure that we're feeling that pain and that sorrow. Imo anochi b'tsar. We are also in sorrow with them. We are mourning with them. For all those out there who have had losses, for all those who know people who are sick and we're davening for them, for all those who simply just feel like this is getting completely out of control and we lost our day-to-day structure and our opportunities for growth, we see you and we understand that that's part of where all of us are at. Unfortunately, we're in a period of tsar, in a period of sorrow. And again, on a financial level, which is exactly what Avudraham is reflecting on, the same way people were worried about the tevuah and the peres ha'ilan, and the fact that we get a bracha from the Ribbono Shel Olam, in that sense, there are many people who are concerned on that front as well today. And we count, no matter where we stand, because we have that capacity. We have the capacity to count, we have the capacity to understand that every day is a blessing. We have the capacity to understand that while today is today and tomorrow is tomorrow, we don't know what the future brings, but we know I can count tomorrow. I know I can count that tomorrow will be a new day. Mirza Hashem, as we continue counting toward our Matan Torah, toward Shavuos, we will not only get that much closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam and Teshuvas, that Avudraham suggests, and connect ourselves really, Bashuv, to connect, to return to the Ribbono Shel Olam, but we'll be able to return to our day-to-day lives of servicing the Ribbono Shel Olam, going back to shuls, going back to learning in schools, going back to camps where so much growth happens, going back to the capacity to go back to our normal, whatever normal is, even. And really be able to hold on to the days, hold on to what the days provide, and anchor for each and every one of us. As we count through these days, as we remember the tsar of the past, and we remember the current tsar, let's all recognize that we have the day to count. Hayom yom. Today is today, as David HaMelech says, Baruch Hashem yom yom. Every day we thank the Rebbeinu Shalom, we bless the Rebbeinu Shalom for all that He's given us. Have a wonderful, wonderful day. And allow this day to count, both to recognize that others are in tsar, and to recognize for those of us directly in tsar, that tomorrow will be another day. And we look forward to that day, and for the sun to rise in the Geula Shalema, Meher Yameinu. Have a wonderful, wonderful day.